It's Wednesday, May the 2nd, it's 5:53 PM, and I'm booing yet again. My God, if I keep this up, it'll become a habit. I think I ought to drop down to Neil's idea of just booing once every Friday and try and save up stuff. However, the reason I'm booing is because there's stuff to tell. Those of you who know Maria know that 10 years ago, 11 years ago, she had cancer. And I'd say fought the cancer, and I use inverted commas because we tend to use inverted commas in this house when we say fight cancer. Is she took a lot of drugs, she had radiation treatment, but in the long run, she sort of kept the tumour inside her, because to have the tumour removed would mean she would have her womb removed, and she was desperate for another child with her then ex-husband. And so eventually Nikos was conceived, Nikos was born, and then after he was born, a couple of hours later, they removed a tumour the same sort of size as Nikos, and most of, I was going to say most of Maria's lady bits, but I think that's probably wrong. Anyway, they removed her womb, and life carried on. And as you now know, she's just got a job full-time working with the school. And part of the fun of working with the school was they have medical insurance, which she hasn't got, or she hasn't got recently since I've been there, because I haven't been able to provide it. And but part of the school's medical insurance is that they just wanted her to have a quick check over, and wanted to know a little bit more about the operation she'd had 11 years ago. This was basically because they tend to say is that if you've had cancer once, you're never particularly cured. The only reason you know you're cured is you die from another disease. And so she went to a doctor, and the intention was, is we went back to our doctor to get him to write a nice, cheerful little, oh yeah, it was okay, it's all gone, insurer. But unfortunately, our doctor had a certain set of morals about it and decided to give her a quick check over, and discovered something while giving her a check over. And being a doctor, as doctors are, he couldn't be positive one way or another. He wanted to set the test down, but he wanted to talk it through either way. And this was Thursday, and we've been sat waiting till today to get the results. And it hasn't been a really very good time, because either way, it was going to be, or we thought it was going to be a either very expensive, because we had no insurance and therefore we had no idea how the hell we were going to pay for all this. And of course, if it was really, really bad, then even if we paid a lot of money, there'd be a chance that things went wrong. And so it's been a really horrific week, which was added on to the really bad week I was having last week. And today has been really bad, because we didn't know. Anyway, long story short, we left school at 3 o'clock. We arrived at the test centre at 3:15, and we tore open the envelopes. And Maria spent enough time reading the stuff that she was damn sure that actually she was clean and straightforward. From there, we drove home. Dropped me off because I had to tutor a kid, and she then went on to the doctors, and the doctors said, yeah, fine, boom, everything's great and everything's checked out, come back in 40 days and we'll see if that anomaly that I saw is cleared up and everything's done, and that's it, no more costs, no nothing, and life is back to happiness. It appears we're both happily married, and as far as we can see, we'll be together forever, which was the promise we made. So, good news, and a sort of a cheerful one. So, I thought I'd share it with you. I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.